jacket taken.
GSN.
And that is sauerkraut in my lederhosen.
Yeah, I'm TSN. All right, we're back, and here, let's hope we've got Jack Tonka with me. I see you on Roger Wilco. Can you hear me? Oh, please say you can. Testing 1, 2. Jack? Jack? Does Jack speak up? Oh, he can hear me. Nope. First time, little Roger. He just had to install it. It's crazy.
How's this?
Oh, hey! What's up, buddy? I can hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Welcome to the show, TSN Primetime. HB versus Empire tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What a game. Jack Tonka, let's start. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? And what team do you play for?
Well, I play for Empire. I'm a college student. I'm not sure what else you want to know.
Okay, well, a college student that plays for Empire. Tell me a little bit about the team. Now, how long have you been with Empire? Let's start with that.
Well, I signed up with Empire back in December. I've been playing with them for a couple months now. Great group of guys. Have a lot of fun.
And tell me a little bit about the Empire team from what you know as an experienced player with them. You've been with them now for a few months. You were recruited, kind of found, no doubt. If you could say a few things about the team, what do they stand for? Just give your thoughts about Empire itself.
Well, we're just a bunch of guys wanting to have fun. We're trying to put together a good team. Hopefully we can, you know, make a good run here on Bob and future tournaments. And we just want to be one of the better clans around.
Well, you've definitely proved that you are thus far one of the better clans out there. You have fought your way all the way from round one, and you're heading off to round five. Now, out of all the teams that you have faced thus far, would you say that HB has been your greatest competition?
No, that definitely put up the best match so far of any of the anybody we played in Bob. They're a very good team, and they did really well tonight. Having to get a little bit luckier, I guess, and pulled it off.
Right there at the end, the Gods of War definitely kind of favored HB, favored Empire. It was anybody's game, and the OGL admins on the server, myself, we were just in chat mode, just screaming, oh my god, I can't believe this. The OGL admins saying this map will go down in the annals of Bob history, and what a game it was indeed. Now, going into this game tonight, into DOS Boot, first off, what are your thoughts about the map itself?
Well, the fence on that is definitely extremely hard. As far as I know, nobody in Bob defended the entire time. It was just all on the speed. The map definitely favors the offense.
Definitely does. Offense is very much favored in that map. And, you know, I talked a lot in the shoutcast about the time set and who was setting the faster time, because that's what it comes down to in that particular map, and you guys had some incredible times, both teams, in fact, HB and yourself, amazing times going head-to-head, and you came out the winner. Let me ask you this. If you had to pick a map to play on, what is your personal favorite map for RTCW?
I have to say my personal map is base. It's just a really good map. I think it's well-balanced. A lot of strategy. Because there's two objectives that you have to blow up. I think it'll be a really fun map to play.
And let me ask you some other questions here. Empire, a bunch of guys that like to have fun and play together well. What's the secret to Empire's success? Is there anything that you can think of? Is it the leadership? Is it the way that you play together? Is it a friendship bond? What is it that makes Empire so successful thus far?
I think we have really good leadership. Busta does a really good job running things and getting us organized. We have a good amount of skill, too. A lot of us are from other games. You know, I played UT and Quake, and I know a lot of the guys from Quake 3 and further back than that. We're just a lot of veteran players and work well as a team together.
Well, it's all come together for Empire tonight. Anybody's game. That's why I wanted to cast this one. I knew it was going to be the closest of the games that were played. I know tonight there was Krieg versus SS. I don't know how that's turned out yet. I've got to find out. But I know that was going to be another real close game that people were really watching. And talking about those other teams, let me ask you this. On the teams that are remaining in the Battle on Das Beachhead tournament, who are you either most looking forward to play, or, you know, who do you think is going to be the greatest challenge? Who do you think you're going to end up facing? Let's say, you know, of course you're going to feel that Empire is going to go all the way. It's your team. So going all the way, who do you think Empire is going to end up facing out of the teams remaining, the 8 teams left?
Oh, that's a really fun question. I would have to say it'll be either Abuse or that match will be really good.
Say that again. You kind of broke up and completely missed it. So you think it's going to be who?
Either Abuse or Dark Side. One of those teams, but I'm not sure who. I'm sure that will be an extremely good game.
So you heard it here. Abuse or Dark Side kind of predicted Empire Fields. Of course, they're going to go all the way, and they've shown they've got the skills to do it. And just kind of on Jack Taco's feelings right there, Abuse or Dark Side are going to be the team they'd face in the final. Any idea, any speculation what you think the final map's going to be?
I don't know. I would guess Beach, just because that's kind of the name of the tournament. But, you know, it's up to them to decide, you know, which map they think will be the best.
It's been a great evening in general. Just a fantastic victory for you guys. I noticed, Jack Taco, you had the Panzerfaust action going on. Is that the assigned role that you're normally given, the Panzerfaust Grenadier? That's kind of what I was calling you early on this evening.
I don't know. I play a little bit of everything, but I really do like the Panzerfaust. I mess around on public servers with it a lot and just have a lot of fun with it.
It's definitely a fun weapon, and I want to let you have a chance to go celebrate with your team. But here's your chance to give any shout-outs out there if you want to, you know, say what up to any friends or any other teams out there or your teammates. Go ahead and give those shout-outs, your victory shout-outs here for Empire.
Just shout-out to all my boys from Empire, Azio, Antihero, Faye, all those guys there, Wiz. I love them all.
Well, good luck to you, Jack Taco. Good talking to you, and good luck in your upcoming games. You have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Take care. Jack Taco, Empire, victorious team tonight. What a game. Thanks for dialing in. A little post-game interview there. Thank you, Empire, for that interview. My name is Warwitch, TSN Axis Shoutcaster. Get in the recording and upload both recordings tonight to the main TSN website, www.tsncentral.com. I'll be doing that for you in just a moment. Stick around.